The only station in Sacramento giving you local sports coverage from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Sactown Sports.
We are back halfway through two more hours with you. Styles and Watkins, sixth official show as we reset here at this 12 o'clock hour. Couple texts to get through on the text line. And if you want to be a part of the conversation, 916-339-1140. We've had some great calls today. Also, the YouTube chat, always keeping it live. If you want to hop on YouTube, you can watch us and listen to us as well. Chris looking crispy again.
Hi.
And his crew always
Thank you.
Got it going on. So from the 925, great game last night. I hope Fox was watching old Curry bring that effort defensively. So the same way I have a Raider radar, 925, that's where I'm from.
Yep.
I think we have a Warriors fan in here. That sounds like a Warriors fan to me. 925, please reveal yourself.
Know.
You know how this works. Please reveal yourself. Are you a Warriors fan? And if you are, thank you for listening anyway to Styles and Watkins. Here on the 209, huge Kings fan, super excited to see a De'Aaron-less Kings team put up a heck of a fight and be in a position to win last night. Having said all that, if Sabonis makes some free throws, if Keegan makes a three, we're having a much different conversation. They also want to talk about how the Warriors got to play much more physical than the Kings did. And that goes to couple of those plays. And Kings on NBC Sports posted two plays, and we reviewed them together during the break. Obviously, we saw them in real time and watched the replays yesterday. Chris, Kyle, and myself watched them during a break and did not think that the foul on Kevin Herter was a foul. I thought that was clean.
Or the foul on Moody.
The foul on Moody.
The block where it looked like Moody like swiped his soul when they both went up at the same time.
Right. I thought that was clean.
I did too.
I think we all did. Maybe it looked a little bit weird, but I thought that was clean. And then also the play with Sabonis underneath.
Right.
That was a weird one.
It's really weird.
It almost looked like initially Draymond got the ball and then got Sabonis' arm, but the ball would have already been loose by then. Still, nobody had possession. And then that second one, Draymond, in my opinion, did hack Sabonis' arm. But in that situation, I could see that not getting called.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they're all fighting for the loose ball.
It's been called before. It's not been called before.
Right.
That's why you don't want to be in a close game against the Warriors.
On the road. Yep.
That's why you shouldn't do that. And that's why Sabonis, I know you did a lot. I know you were looking like Kevin Hart out there. Help me! Help me! You did a lot, but you couldn't get those free throws down. And Keegan Murray didn't help you out on the three-point line, even though he did his thing defensively on Steph Curry. From the 916. Based on how Mike Brown handled the press conference last night, I have a feeling it bothered him a lot. I would not be surprised if the Kings go on an 8-game win streak. So we looked up the next 8 games.
Yeah.
Chris did. Yes, and it's actually doable.
It's actually pretty doable. I mean, the Kings' next 8 games is at Houston, and then they come back to Sacramento to play the Portland Trail Blazers and then the Oklahoma City Thunder in the first game of the in-season tournament. So we'll see about that Thunder game. Of course, the Thunder kind of meant to be the Kings of this year, is kind of the goal they're going for. So who knows how that game goes. Kings then play the Cleveland Cavaliers, who they swept last year, then go to at Lakers, at San Antonio, and then at Dallas. So that's the next 8 games. You know, there's definitely that Cavs, Lakers, Spurs, Mavericks stretch. It's not the easiest thing, but at the same time, you're not playing the Denvers, the Phoenixes, the Milwaukees, the Bostons of the world, the Phillies. And so, you know, those are very, very winnable games. And if our guy De'Aaron Fox is supposed to be back for a majority of those, I mean, the Kings, realistically, good teams are supposed to beat other good teams, you know.
Right.
So, you know, they should be able to it shouldn't be out of the realm of possibility.
No, it shouldn't be. And it's funny because you talk about the Cavs, and when we did this I think it was last week, the Cavs have better odds to win the title than the Kings.
Yep.
So if there's anybody like that, not that Vegas rules all, well, depending on who you talk to, but anybody that is seen as better than the Kings in any spectrum, I would say that the Kings should feel some type of way when they face that team. And I think they felt some type of way last night. Unfortunately, the ball just didn't drop for them in the bucket enough from three-point land. So let's revisit the keys from yesterday in our checklist and see where the Kings got it done and where the Kings did not. The first one that we went, that we had, and I have mine here, Chris, I know you have yours. Stop Steph.
Huh.
Ding, 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 ding.
Noble premise.
Got that one.
Yeah, so they definitely did that.
I would definitely say that they checked that box.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, that was like Mike Brown. We played the sound earlier. I would say that's the best defense they've been able to play on Steph. Mm-hmm. Obviously, not even Steph is a smart player. He's not just going to chuck shots up, but just from the sense of getting the ball out of his hands is a massive victory. Anytime you can you know take the playmaking ability away from Steph, whether it be playmaking for himself or for others, getting the ball out of his hands is massive, and the Kings did a great job of just making his day really difficult, and that's mm-hmm. pretty much what we talked about yesterday, is just making it hard for him and not having him have an easy 30-point game. So
yeah.
Definitely, yeah. I would say that's a check, right?
That's a check. The next one is
I had attacked the basket, which let me see what they ended up. Points in the paint here. The Kings did lose the points in the paint battle, 38-46. Mm-hmm. I will say, though, down the stretch, in that last minute, seeing Kevin Huerter get to the rim,
yeah.
hit that layup, it was a tough layup. Seeing Davion Mitchell go to the rim and hit, I'm sorry, Malik Monk mm-hmm. go to the rim and hit that layup at the end of the game, I loved it. I loved in that moment for them to recognize that though they didn't get to the rim throughout the majority of the game, when it mattered the most, they understood. Let's try and get the easiest shot possible because right. we saw De'Aaron in that game on Friday when they played Golden State the first time. He was taking step back, mid-range jump right. shot, like a right. ton of bad shots.
Yeah.
And in that moment there where, again, they're trading baskets back and forth with mm-hmm. Golden State, going from a three-point lead to a one-point lead to back and forth, you had to get as easy of a shot as possible, and getting to the rim in those situations, I thought it was awesome. So,
yeah,
half a check, I guess.
Right, and some of that came from the three-point shot not falling,
exactly.
right?
That's
Keegan
very true.
Started
very
going
true.
To the lane because his three-point shot wasn't falling, which, hey, it still counts.
Yep.
It still technically counts. I mean, Malik Monk, I mean, I tell you, and I am always talking positively about this guy, even though Brendan Nunes, our Sacktown Sports Kings reporter, thought that he could have did a bit more playmaking. I thought that Davion did a lot of the playmaking, so maybe that's why. And nobody else was hitting shots,
yep.
so I think Malik
Doesn't
was
help.
Just in go mode. And there are a couple of times where Malik took GP2, the vaunted defender
yeah.
for the Warriors. He took that man to the cup.
Yeah.
Easy.
Easy.
Easy mm-hmm. money.
Yeah. He's special. Malik is really, really special. Like, his talent is really up there. Like, if he were to have extended minutes, if he plays 32 minutes a night, mm-hmm. I just feel like he can impact the game so much. I mean, last night plays 24 minutes. More times than not, he's going to be in that mid-20s range. But it's not because he doesn't have the talent to be one of the best players. I mean, just skill for skill,
right.
feels like there's not really much on the basketball floor that he can't do and not a spot that he can't get to. So, yeah, definitely. I was a big fan of Malik last night. Definitely, if I had to guess, I've sat next to Brendan for a good handful of games.
Right.
Malik Monk still takes those shots sometimes where
right.
the ultimate, he's almost the ultimate, no, 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 yes guy.
Yes.
Where it's like the entire time it's in the air, you're like, why did you take that shot? That's such a bad shot. Everyone's so, oh my God, it went in. Okay, yeah, great shot, man. Good
yeah,
job.
Yeah, great shot. Don't do it again, yep. but great shot. Yep. And that goes into my next one anyway. That was going to be, or that was one of them. And since we already talked about it, we can check it off the list to get Malik Monk going, which they clearly did. So let's go back to you for the next one.
This one hurts. Get to the line. They got to the line a good amount. How many free throws? 23 free throws to Golden State's 15. Talked about how last year Golden State had the biggest difference between free throws taken on their side versus free throws given up. Kings did a good job of getting to the line, especially Domantas Sabonis went to the line 12 times. Problem is he missed five of them.
Man.
And again, in a one-point game, when you miss five free throws, it's sometimes just as easy as that to just say, hey, man, we literally were given the opportunity to win this game. We just didn't execute. And it sucks. They did shoot 78%, which I believe is above their season average so far. So minor victory there. But at the same time, Sabonis has to be better than 7 of 12. I think he was 5 of 10 and then hit two in a row. So it was a really bad night at the line for him. And everybody else knocked down all their free throws except for Sabonis. So, you know, Sabonis is, of course, a big reason they were in the game. But at the same time, you got to hit those free throws.
So is that checked off the list or no?
I guess. I mean, I said get to the line. I did, as we expanded on get to the line, I did
yeah.
say you also have to make them. But,
right.
you know, beggars can't be choosers. So getting
yeah.
to the line is step one.
Yeah. All right. We got a couple more. And then we're getting to beaming or dreaming. Line them up right now. I'm still not sure where I'm going to go. We're going to find out where Kyle's at. We're going to find out where Chris is at. We're going to find out where you're at on the call line, on the text line, and on the YouTube chat when we get back. Sals and Watkins, Sactown Sports.
Your home for Kings basketball for over 25 seasons.
Sactown Sports.
We are back. Sactown Sports, Sals and Watkins. LMA bringing us back. I just thought that whole thing with LMA and Jacquees was hilarious. Because
I missed this.
Well, I love... Well, so basically, she made this song, Boot Up, right? And it's a banger. Yep. Everybody loves
this
it.
This song is really good.
Everybody loves this song. And actually, I might be getting it confused, right? It was... Trippin'. LMA has a different song. Jacquees did a cover, which blew up bigger than LMA's song. And LMA put out, and it was never on Spotify, but it just blew up so much on YouTube. He put out like a cease and desist.
Oh my God.
And he had it on no albums or anything. And now he was just recently, LMA is from the UK. He was in the UK performing it and everybody's singing along. And it's like, LMA, I love you, but you know, do that to Lil Wayne?
No. Yes.
Lil Wayne doesn't. No.
No.
Get your money out of it. Like, you got to get royal. I mean, it's weird because, like you said, it's not an album. Right.
Right. It was a different time. Yeah, I mean, if it's not on Spotify, what's the problem?
Hey, just ripped her off.
But if it's a mixtape, that's no problem. Mixtapes don't count.
No problem.
Yeah, no, it's just, you're right. There's nothing she can really do about it, but it's just kind of messed up.
No, that's art. Art inspires art, and that's what you're supposed to do.
This is just a cover. This is just the exact same song.
Okay, but was it messed up when Lil Wayne did No Ceilings and all that?
No.
It's a little before my time, but, you know.
Just cover albums in general. No, you create music so that you can inspire others to make sound that is based, and sometimes it is quite literally your music, but it's just a different, refreshed version.
But it's word for word.
No, it's not, it's a re-inspiration. It's just the same beat.
Yeah.
It's just the same beat.
So.
He freestyled over it.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, he didn't just, it wasn't a cover. Sorry if I said cover. He just used a different beat.
Oh, okay. That changes my opinion a little bit.
Yeah. It's all better than Olivia Rodrigo, who just puts out different Paramore songs in different versions. So don't get me started on that. All right. I had the only one because I see the Beamin' or Dreamin's coming in now.
Yeah.
So
I'm upset.
Wait, before, just to finish the keys to the game, the only other one I had two more. I had Get Hurt or Going, which clearly is not a check. And then after that, I had No Foul Trouble, which was a check. Uh-huh. So again, there were more checks than not. What did you have left?
Yeah, you can add to more checks because mine was Create Turnovers. And they definitely did that.
They did.
They made Golden State's life incredibly difficult. 17 turnovers to the Kings 12.
Wow.
But even I didn't even notice really the Kings 12 because the 17 from the Warriors was so loud. Like, you know, there's different kinds of turning the ball over.
Yeah.
And every time the Warriors turned the ball over, it felt like it was a dumb mistake. Mm-hmm. It felt like they were getting trapped and just like almost like they were in sixth grade or something, or peewee basketball,
honestly,
and just like throwing the ball behind their head.
When West Virginia and when they put on the press in March Madness and everybody just loses their mind. Yeah. I mean, that one that went through, that went between GP2's legs, I literally thought I was watching sixth grade B team. And then Draymond threw one away where he thought somebody was going to cut.
He got so mad on that one.
He got really mad on that one. Really, it's Draymond reminds me of Derek Carr. It's always somebody else's fault.
Yeah.
When he turns the ball over, it's never his fault. And by the way, you're going to want to hang on because after we talk to Kevin Dana, play-by-play for Santa Cruz Warriors, you got to hear this Draymond sound.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know if there's a guy that lacks self-awareness like Draymond Green.
I almost respect it. I really do.
No, is it a bit?
I almost respect living in a completely different universe than the one that we all live in.
Good tease.
I really do.
916-339-1140. Let's get it going. Let's start with Kyle. Beamin' or Dreamin'?
Okay, well, I need clarification again, because
last time,
you set the bar for Beamin at Western Conference Finals, NBA Finals.
We changed it to getting further than they got this past season, or last season.
Last season, so second round of the playoffs.
Yes.
Okay.
I think we should just change this to, do we feel like the Kings are in a more positive direction than even, like, are they building on what they did last year?
Yes.
Well, now the bar is changing. Oh,
the bar does keep changing.
This is very confusing.
The bar is better than last season.
Okay.
Better than last season.
Yeah. Do we feel like they're on the track? Dude, stop it.
You see, you asked for this clarification when you already had that in the chamber.
Yeah.
So I said at the start of the season, remember, somewhere between the 4 and the 6 seed in the West,
no
right?
No one remembers.
I do.
I said that, and no 4-game sample size is going to push me off of that, especially because, guess where they're at right now, tied for 6th in the Western Conference.
Wow.
So I'm going to stick with where I am. They're going to finish lower than the 3 seed last year. That doesn't mean they'll lose in the first round necessarily, but they'll be lower than the 3 seed.
Wow.
Turn
that off.
Yeah, turn that off.
Unless...
No, don't bump it. I'm gonna, especially after last night.
Yeah, you can't go in a different direction.
I'm beaming. I'm definitely feeling positive about just the game that those guys were able to put together. Of course, mm-hmm. like they weren't able to knock down shots, but again, I think last night was just a great show of the depth of this team and the different fights that they're able to fight. I think is really important. The fact that they're not just one note. It's not just hey, our game is to outscore you, and if we don't just like sheer outforce you by scoring, then yeah. We're not going to win this game. I think the ability to show different ways of playing basketball and different ways of getting a win is something I am more than welcome to see this year. And they were really, really close to doing that yesterday. And I can't really back down from my moral victory stance. So I feel great about this team right now.
You can't. We have on the 916, now I'm just stalling here.
Yeah, I'm like, what
on the 916,
wait,
we have Beeman. That's from the 916. Let's see what else we got going on the chat. I see a couple Beemans here. Caesar 916, dreaming until we have a balanced offense and defense. Hmm. Then I'll be Beeman. I think I understand that. Oh, man, this is tough. This is tough. They're still coming in.
You're the tiebreaker, too.
Chew. Saturn says, about to go to sleep. I don't know if that's because of Kyle's music or if you're dreaming
it
as
was,
well.
It was.
I am going to say.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. Oh, this is probably the toughest one, but I feel like I'm dreaming in terms of playing the Warriors. I think I'm beaming in general.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm dreaming when it comes to the Warriors. I don't want the Kings to see the Warriors again. I don't want that.
That's fair. I mean, I think the team would agree with you that they don't want to see the Warriors again. Not necessarily that they don't feel like they can beat them, but just
right.
They're just probably really sick and tired of,
right.
of looking at them.
So,
you
know, it's kind of a cop-out, to be completely honest
it
with
is.
You. Because you convinced me.
It's but okay
you,
to
you,
not.
You brought me back. I will. I just think that you did everything you were supposed to do.
Yeah. Except for get the result.
So there's a lot of reasons to be beaming, but this is a results-based business.
It sure is.
Right? Even what we're doing is a results-based yep. business. Look, all these podcasts out there, like we've joked about before, nobody's made a bad podcast.
Right.
Everybody finishes a podcast and says, that was fire.
That was awesome.
That was fire. We're on our way. I just think, and we're going to get into self-awareness, I just think that a lot of people lack self-awareness just like Draymond Green, and I think Mike Brown, I think he feels good about it, but I think he understands that he missed an opportunity. So, for now, I'm dreaming. I'm sorry. That's my first dreaming, too.
Mm.
I don't feel good
you
about
had
it.
A good run.
Klay Thompson did this to you.
We're still early.
Klay Thompson did do this to me. Jess Escoto is beaming. Dwayne Baker is
Thank
dreaming.
You.
Amid Rock is beaming. It's pretty split today.
Yeah.
Some people are devastated by that loss, man.
That's what I'm saying.
It's early.
De'Aaron Fox
is
hurt.
So early.
I think Chris pulled a lot of people in, though.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm telling you, man. Like, there's nothing.
Okay, can I say yes, dreaming? But also, Chris was just spitting fire
no,
with the moral
Chris
victories
bars.
Today.
Moral Chris
victories was an excellent point. I cannot agree more.
Okay,
with
yeah,
that.
Turn off the music.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Mr. Styles. I heard you say dreaming come out your mouth.
I hear you. I hear you. Chew Saturn is beaming as well. So, you know, pretty split. And I think that makes sense on a night like
yeah,
last
for
night.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, I think a lot of people just, you wanted to get it.
Yeah.
You could taste
it. But that's the thing is, like, if the Warriors scored two less points, everybody's beaming today.
At Golden 1, they had their hand on the beam. They were ready to press it.
Yeah, how does that go?
They were ready to press it.
Almost like the NBA, like, you know, when the Ray Allen shot happened, how right. They had to, like, clear yeah. out the Spurs locker room.
Go back.
I want to see, like, a live footage of whoever lights the beam. Like, how ready do they have to be?
Yeah.
Do they just have to be on standby at the end of every game? Is it one person just sitting on the roof of Golden 1 Center
yeah.
who's just sitting there watching the game on their phone and being like waiting
like
for a call?
Like that Drake album cover, yes. They're just sitting.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Just sitting with their hand above the beam.
Yep. Waiting for that Matt Barnes call to say, light the beam.
And light the beam, and it just did not happen, but... You know, and I think more people seem to still be beaming. It's pretty even. I think more people seem to be dreaming, it feels like. But I understand this is a results-based business.
For sure.
The moral victory thing will be tough, even though Chris did a great job. Chris is also a salesperson in his other time. I'd let you sell me a car or a house. After that.
Man. Well,
after that, you never know.
Don't
got to double
twice.
Up sometimes in this economy.
It's
all right.
An A++ day for Chris.
Yeah, Chris is on
that.
Fire. Chris on fire. And I thought I was going to come in and I was going to shut things down.
I did too.
And Chris just Chris said, you know what? I got something for
that.
You. This is my city.
Yeah.
Okay, this is my city. I'm from the toe before you ever know that I'm from the toe. But we got to get to a break.
Please break.
When we get back, when we get back, we'll hear from Draymond and his lack of self-awareness because it's just funny to me. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
Sacktown Sports.
Headlines.
Good afternoon, Sacramento. My name is Kyle Ledbetter, and these are your Sacktown Sports headlines. The Sacramento Kings held the Golden State Warriors to a season-low 18 points in the third quarter, while Davion Mitchell broke out with 13 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 steals, stepping in for De'Aaron Fox. And unfortunately, the Warriors got us again at the end.
On a double-team blitz, finds Draymond Green, pivots, throws to Thompson. Thompson rocks, fires, 18-footer, score the basket! 2/10 of a second to go!
The Kings' next game is going to be Saturday against the Houston Rockets at 5 p.m. You can check that out here on Sacktown Sports. The Texas Rangers are World Series champions after winning Game 5 versus Arizona. Corey Seager won his second World Series MVP with his second team, winning in 2020 with the Dodgers and now 2023 with the Rangers. We have Thursday Night Football tonight. The Titans take on the Steelers. Coverage on Sacktown Sports is going to kick off at 4:30 with the pregame show. Those are your headlines. Let's return to more of Styles and Watkins.
Your flagship station for the Beam Team. Sacktown Sports.
We are back. Sacktown Sports. Styles and Watkins taking you up to 2 p.m. Just had our Beamin' or Dreamin' segment, which was, you know, probably one of the most confusing ones we've had so far. I mean, I'm trying to do different things. Well, they're beaming against the Kings and they're dreaming if they're against the Warriors and they're dreaming if not. So, you know, at the end of the day, great effort by the Kings. They're moving in the right direction. It's still early. They're still a young team. They only went to... You know, they broke the curse last season and getting to the playoffs. So a lot of things to be happy about. And we are happy about Kevin Dana, who will be on with us at 12:45. Santa Cruz Warriors play-by-play guy and also Golden State Warriors roundtable host. So Kevin's got a lot going for him as well. You may have heard him doing different NBA games and all that jazz. Going to get into this Draymond sound right here, but wanted to read some of your chats and texts. You have from CJ Lang 96, all I saw was bad shooting from Keegan, our bench waiting to be used, and nobody knowing how to move without the ball or move off the ball, just sleepers. Manny to legit chimes in, wish Sasha was making his shots. Yeah, I mean, I guess that's something we don't talk about because the offense is always so good. when it does get stuck in the mud, I think it's just normally De'Aaron time.
Yeah.
So you're watching, and it stinks because you're watching it against a team like the Warriors, where everybody's back cutting.
Yeah.
Draymond's back cutting. GP2's back cutting. Gosh. I mean, everybody usually is getting a part of the action because of that offense and how it flows. So Mike Brown, being somebody who came from there, they don't really run similar offenses at all. I mean, the crux of it is similar, but they don't run as many back cuts, and they keep moving around for sure, and they're getting open threes, but not a lot of back cuts and things like that. So that's a great call by CJ. I don't think that you necessarily change anything because last season you were the best rated offense in the history of the NBA, but yeah, sometimes it can look around and you're thinking, where this offense is going to come from? But when your guys that are supposed to hit shots don't hit shots, it makes things a little bit difficult.
Yeah.
916, how come nobody's mentioned the 5 free throws DeMontis has missed? Kings could have won the game. We've definitely been chatting about it, 916. Yeah. Thank you for tuning in. And yeah, that's a big one. You know, I mean, if he hits those shots, and we hate to simplify it that much, but sometimes it is that simple.
Because really
this
is.
Has been a thing for Domas as well. Kyle,
and for this team in general, if I'm not mistaken.
It's bad.
I'm going to check it back right now, but I remember, again, after doing the Sacktown Sports Kings postgame show after every game, I believe that Laker game, there was a similar situation where they lose by, or I'm sorry, not the Laker game. I think it was the first Warrior game. Where they lose by 9 points or whatever, and then you look at the free throws missed, and De'Aaron misses 4 or something like that, and Domas misses 2. And it just kind of becomes that simple of just making the free opportunities. It ends up killing you. And those guys, like De'Aaron definitely knows, he's been throughout his career, he's been elevating his free throw percentage. He knows how important that is. And Domantas Sabonis, it might get to that point where he's – might be treated like a guy like Shaq or like Ben Wallace back in the day, where
unintentionally,
in the fourth quarter, you might have to make a decision on some possessions. You might have to take him off the floor if he's going to continue to miss big free throws like he did yesterday. I know he made 2 after missing 2, but that back-to-back missed free throws, that's a killer. That's just a momentum killer, and you can't have those swings in momentum when you're playing a team like the Warriors especially.
We have some homework that we're going to do, but we ain't too proud to beg. If somebody gets to it before us, we will welcome it. I want to know the NBA champion that had the lowest free throw percentage on the season, including the playoffs.
That's interesting.
The lowest free throw percentage, because I can't imagine it being under 80.
No, I can't. No, there's no way. Especially as a team, like you have to be able to take advantage of those things. Like, you know, getting to the line there's a reason they call them free throws. Like, it's the easiest shot you could take. For NBA guys, that should be no problem. And the Kings just they've struggled all season long, and they struggled last year too to just make free throws. Even Kevin Huerter, somebody you would expect to be good at free throws, I think Kevin Huerter shot 70% from the free throw
line.
That
makes no sense.
It doesn't. It makes no sense at all.
The only way I could see it being under 80 is if it's a champion from the 80s,
yes,
where they're just
absolutely
beating each other up and nobody's making baskets anyway. Continuing to go through the text here from the 916. Kyle, this one's for you, and I thought about this as well. Instead of the lullaby for Dreamin' of You by Selena, that is a great call by the 916 and
I think
a great
song. Simone did for us.
Yes. I think that is what Simone did, so maybe we could switch that one in.
Simone's a little more cultured than me. I don't
That's
know if
true.
I know that
Well,
song.
Yeah, I mean, why would you even know that?
Exactly.
You were born 2 days ago.
Right.
Yeah, I know. It's a little before my time.
That's true. We'll get you all up to speed.
So I believe, by the way, I'm looking at this NBA champions with the lowest free throw percentage. I believe I found it, and of course, it's our most hated team. The 2000-2001 Los Angeles Lakers shot 68.3%. I'm sorry, 68.9% from the free throw.
Well, they had Shaq.
There you go. 68.3%. And yes, they did. That's a great point. They had Shaquille O'Neal, who was probably taking somewhere near 20 free throws per
game. Right,
and
just tanking that percentage.
Absolutely.
Going year by year, since 2011, I don't think a team has shot below 75% and won the championship.
Since 2011?
Since 2011.
75 is pretty low, though, is it not?
I mean, for a team, though?
So the lowest I've found so far is surprisingly the 2015 Warriors, and that was 75.8%.
Interesting.
So there are – the Kings are shooting 75% right now, and they're 18th in the NBA. So that's about league average.
Okay.
If you're – or league median, I guess.
Sure. Okay, so And it's not an issue until it's an issue.
Yeah. I mean, it. And yeah, 75% feels like it'll probably go down. I mean, it just feels like like you said, Shaq is kind of anchoring in a bad way. He's anchoring that Lakers number.
Right.
De'Aaron Fox and Domas are the two guys who are going to get to the line significantly more than anybody else. And both of those guys have struggled from the line, to say the least. De'Aaron got it all the way up to, I think, 78% last year. So if he can continue to get that thing up to like 80, that'd be great. But Sabonis, I mean, what we've seen so far this season is
so there's an interesting outlier in this list. So the 2020 Lakers as a team shot 73% from the free throw line, which is 28th in the league.
Ugh.
However, in the bubble, they shot 81% from the free throw line. That's an interesting outlier.
Wait, what was the first one they did?
73.6, which was 28th in the league that year. Mm. But in the bubble, they were an 81% free throw shooting team.
More proof that the bubble is a bubble
Stop
ring.
Stop it.
It's a bubble ring.
Maybe during summer sometime we can debate that bubble title, but
it's a Mickey Mouse ring.
No, that's ridiculous. I hate it when people say that. I obviously do not like the Lakers.
Right.
And I think it's ridiculous to say that title didn't matter.
Also, the Giannis Milwaukee team that won, 75% at the line.
Giannis.
Yeah,
Giannis out here breaking
down. But also, when Giannis made his free throws, that's when Milwaukee was significantly better. I mean, yeah, remember everybody counting down Giannis's free throw clock?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, he knocked down free throws and they won the championship. I don't think that's a coincidence.
9-1-6. The Kings were 0-4 to start last season. I'll take 2-2
right
after some tough teams and no Fox.
Yeah.
Go Kings! That's a great one.
Yeah, absolutely.
That might be text of the day. Thank you, 9-1-6. I mean, if you put it in perspective like that,
yeah,
you can still get going. A favorable schedule.
Season hasn't even really started yet.
Right, right.
That's really what that's saying.
9-2-5, 2015 Warriors. Iguodala missed 9 straight free throws, and the Cavs started intentionally fouling him in Game 6.
Right,
and
I forgot about that.
Kerr had to bench him the last 6 minutes.
Great memory.
MVP, my blank. Hey, I hear you.
That MVP was more LeBron. It was really just, hey, you guarded LeBron for 7 games. Here's a finals MVP trophy for you.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's good stuff right there. And now let's get to something that is just cracking me up here or should we do it after break,
let's
Kyle?
Do it after the break.
Let's do it after Kevin Dana.
Okay. Yeah. We got Kevin Dana at 12:45. There you go. We're still teasing out here. 1 o'clock, we will talk Draymond after we talk to Kevin Dana, Santa Cruz Warriors play-by-play guy, also host of the Warriors Roundtable. Trust me, you're not going to want to miss what we have to say about Draymond. And that's what happens when the text line gets popping the way it is, because we are a show of the people.
Yes, sir.
And we want you to be a part of the show and continue to be a part of the show. Styles and Watkins, Sactown Sports.
Your home for Kings basketball for over 25 seasons.
Sactown Sports.
We are back. Sactown Sports, Styles and Watkins, taking you up to 2 p.m. And we are joined by my guy, one of the best in the biz, play-by-play for the Santa Cruz Warriors, host of Warriors Roundtable on 95.7 The Game, Kevin Dana. Also, Stanford women's basketball play-by-play as well. Kevin Dana, thank you for joining us. How are you doing, my friend?
Well, I am doing great, Alan. It is great to talk to my favorite Sacramento transplant. You know, Alan, I see you with the Jimmer Fredette and the Scala BCA jerseys.
Oh,
and
my
all
gosh.
We need you to do is to turn in your E-40 and 2 Short mixtapes for some Mozzie and some Brother Lynch Hung, and
oh,
the 916 makeover will be complete.
Wow, well done.
What an intro.
Nicely
Come
done.
On.
Nicely
it
done.
Better than that. Kevin, Alan was telling me yesterday that you were doing the Stanford women's game, and so I checked your Twitter account earlier today, and the last tweet that you have up is Stanford is up 109-27 with a minute and 26 left to go in the third quarter. What happened yesterday? What was that about, and what's it like to kind of call a game as one-sided as what it was yesterday?
Yeah, so It was an exhibition game. They were playing Dominican, a Division II school from San Rafael. I believe the home of Warriors assistant coach Chris DeMarco. I believe he played at Dominican. So you knew it was going to be a one-sided affair. For me, I was excited just to see the three new freshmen that Stanford had. They were really fun to watch. Nunu Aguera, Chloe Clardy, and Courtney Ogden. So it was my first look at that at this year's team. So That kept me entertained throughout the game. And, you know, just to see some other players who aren't going to play, you know, the 15 minutes that maybe they play against a D2 school when, you know, UCLA and Utah and USC come to town.
Right.
So, Kevin, and we're talking to Kevin Dana, play-by-play for the Santa Cruz Warriors, host of the Warriors Roundtable on 95.7 The Game. We're talking to Kevin Dana. And, Kevin, so you do the play-by-play, and then you fire up the game. You watched the game last night. What were your takeaways from the Kings and Warriors? Just another great matchup. Whenever these guys match up, they're fireworks. What were your initial takeaways?
Well, watching the game, it felt like a loss to me for Golden State the entire way through. I mean, when you see Stephen Curry booting it all over the court like he did for the 7 turnovers in that game, you see, you know, Mike Brown always has a good game plan for Stephen Curry. Even if he had 91 points in his last 2 games at Golden 1 Center, like, Mike Brown knows how to defend Stephen Curry. He is a defensive guru, and so he's going to make him work for his points. And that was certainly the case. I mean, they couldn't hold on to the basketball. And it just had this feeling, it's like, all right, potential trap game, right? They arrived home 3:30 a.m. from New Orleans Tuesday morning. You see Sacramento doesn't have De'Aaron Fox, and there's a part of your brain that says, well, this is a dub. We beat this team without De'Aaron Fox. We'll handle them, you know, transitive property a lot easier. But, you know, Davion Mitchell gets going from deep. He hits that. And then, I mean, especially when DeMontis Sabonis banks in that shot to give them the lead late, you're like, all right, this really isn't Golden State tonight. But I think this is a game that, you know, Alan, if you could remember back to when you were a Baylian all the way back in, you know, spring of 2023, this was a game that they would have lost last year, I think, without a doubt. Because the vibes, quote unquote, weren't as immaculate as they are this year. You know, Marcus Thompson wrote in The Athletic that this was a win for the culture of the Golden State Warriors. And it really did, you know, ooze that kind of victory last night, because this wasn't one I thought they should have won.
Kevin, what have you thought about the CP3 edition so far for Golden State? A big thing of last year for the Warriors was being able to try and stay afloat in those non-Steph Curry minutes, and it feels like that's really where CP3 has made his biggest impact. But what have you seen from him this year, and what do you expect to see from him as this year kind of goes along?
Well, Watkins, I love Chris Paul with this team. I mean, you talk about the non-Steph minutes, how they've been a bugaboo for Golden State. Well, Exhibit A last night, on the other side of the coin, Steph was a -6 in a game they won by 1. I mean, how many times is Steph going to, in previous last couple of seasons, was Steph going to be a -6 and Golden State wins that game? Like, that did not happen a lot. So just to have Chris Paul out there, and yeah, he only got 1 bucket in that game, but 8 assists, no turnovers. And that's the big thing. I think that brings his total on the season to like 39 assists and 5 turnovers. So close to 8-1 assist to turnover ratio or somewhere around there. I mean, it's just – and I love Jordan Poole. I love watching him. I think you need a guy who is a firecracker like that on your team, who can shoot you in or out of a game, and sometimes you just got to live with it. But it has been just a completely different feel with Chris Paul on the bench and how things have steadied nicely for this team. Yes, 18 turnovers last night, but that has been an aberration out of the small sample size of this season thus far.
We're talking to Kevin Dana, play-by-play for the Santa Cruz Warriors, host of the Warriors Roundtable on 95.7 The Game. And that's, you know, Kevin, we have a segment we just did called Beamin' or Dreamin', where we discuss whether we're high on the Kings or not. And that's been, it's been the most difficult one yet, because we're trying to figure out, as Chris discussed, moral victories. And when you lay it out the way you laid it out about the Warriors being tired and they're kicking the ball around like they're Pele all over the basketball court, should the Kings and Kings fans feel good about this game or not?
I would 100% feel good about this game if I was a Sacramento Kings fan. You almost beat them without De'Aaron Fox on the road. Mm-hmm. Like, this team's winning mid to high 40s, maybe low 50s in my book. Like, all right, ooh, they're 2-2. Very small sample size. They have a couple of nice wins. I mean, blowing out Utah on the road, who, you know, could be a decent team this year. They were very competitive all last season, beating the Lakers at home. And then their only 2 losses are to the Golden State Warriors. I mean, DeMontis Sabonis, yeah, he left some points. And, you know, Domantas Sabonis is a little bit better at the free throw line. Maybe that game's different. I mean, he was really good. I mean, Davion Mitchell, if he can be a consistent three-point shooter, that makes him that much more dangerous. They were talking on the Golden State broadcast how he worked out with Brandon Payne, Stephen Curry's trainer and shooting coach over the offseason. I love the team they have together. I love Keegan Murray. Harrison Barnes is very reliable. Malik Monk off the bench is great. I like Sasha Vezenkov, a EuroLeague MVP. So I just really like this team a lot. I don't think they're going to be the three seed, but they were 48-34 as a three seed last year. Like, that's kind of an aberration for a record for a three seed. I think they're going to be around 48 wins at least, and I would not be shocked if they got to the second round of the playoffs this year at all.
Kevin, I know, being the voice of the Santa Cruz Warriors, you got to watch a lot of Jonathan Kuminga and Moses Moody throughout the years. What have you kind of thought about where they're at in their development right now? Because it feels like this is the first opening to the season in which they're really a part of the rotation. And in the two games against the Kings so far this year, Moody had a really good game last Friday, and then Kuminga was able to put up 12 points yesterday. What have you kind of thought about their development and where they're at right now for this Warriors team?
Yeah, I'll start with Kuminga, and it just looks like he's processing the game a lot better, that he's making a lot better decisions on the court. So many times it felt like early last season, I thought he did a much better job of this as the season went on, and maybe this was because he was sharing a little more playing time with like the likes of an Anthony Lamb, Jamichael Green off the bench last year, but like sometimes he would just get it and go in not the best situations to get it and go. It just felt like sometimes he was looking for his offense a little too much. He's like, I got to make something happen while I'm on the court. I got to make something happen while I'm on the court. He's trusting the process, to borrow a Sam Hinkie Philadelphia 76ers phrase, a little bit more this year, and trusting that either he's going to get it back or he's making the right basketball play by passing the ball up. And he is, you know, he has raised his scoring average this year. He was rebounding the ball better in his first three games. That's the big thing with Kuminga with the coaches. I mean, he's been around three rebounds per game each of his first 2 years. He's up to 4.3. Going to last night, he gets one rebound, so that average will go down. But, I mean, the athleticism Kuminga has, this guy, you know, when he starts playing starters minutes, you know, whenever that is, he's going to be a starter in the NBA. I think it's clear that he has that kind of talent. He should be getting 7 to 8 rebounds per game. So, you know, he shot it great in the preseason. He scored it great in the preseason. He's averaging double figures. So I really like what I've seen with him. And Moses Moody, I mean, just kind of the steady Eddie of this team. He didn't have a big scoring game last night, but made one of the biggest defensive plays. You know, that big block late on a layup in the fourth quarter. So even if he doesn't contribute offensively, just 1 point last night, you can count on him to make the intangible plays. And last night, his 0-for-3 was an aberration for what he's done recently. I mean, he had a stretch going back last season where he was like 55% from downtown over X number of games. Like, he's got a wetter. He can really shoot it. And, you know, it didn't happen last night. But, hey, on a larger sample size, I'm going to trust Moses Moody hitting threes.
Kevin, got to get you out of here talking to Kevin Dana, play-by-play for the Santa Cruz Warriors, host of the Warriors Roundtable on 95.7 The Game. Before we let you go, you know, Smokey had control over Debo, mind control over Debo. Do the Warriors have mind control over the Kings?
I mean, it kind of feels like it right now, especially with a game like last night where it felt like a Warriors loss. For them to pull that one out, especially after that Sabonis bank shot, Clay to hit that shot on a night where he wasn't really shooting it that well, and he was contested in front and behind and still buried it. It kind of feels like it, but I mean, Sacramento's getting at least one of the next two from Golden State. I don't think Sacramento has enough to at least go 1-3 against Golden State in the regular season. I mean, in the playoffs again, we'll see. I mean, I would like Golden State chances in that series, but obviously, I have blue and yellow colored glasses on.
That's right. All right. That's Kevin Dana. Kevin, thank you as always. And look, next time you're in Sacramento, next time you're in my city, you can come out here and we will enjoy ourselves. I'll show you the town. Don't worry about it, man. Thanks for checking in.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys. It was a lot of fun.
Anytime.
Kevin Dana, play-by-play for the Santa Cruz Warriors, host of the Warriors Roundtable. Great stuff from Kevin Dana. Thanks again, and we will be right back talking Draymond and his lack of self-awareness. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.